My name is Nev. I'm 15 years old. Today is February 10th, and I'm speaking with Kirsten, who is my mother. We are recording in Amherst, New Hampshire. Okay, can you tell me about your grandparents or your great-grandparents?
So my father's grandparents, don't really know much about. My mother's grandparents, my mother's parents, he worked for Grumman, and he was an engineer, and he helped sign the lunar lander. And she was an awesome cook and fun, and they were on Long Island until I was older. Then they went to Florida.
Okay.
And they died. Do you want to hear about my great-grandparents?
Sure.
My great-grandmother on my mother's side, Grandma Jo, was awesome, and she went blind when my mother was in college, and she was just a lot of fun, and she did amazing things even though she was blind. She lived on her own for a really long time, and then she went to a home for the blind, and she was just always really fun, and she was very Italian.
Okay. What are you proudest of personally and professionally in your life?
I'm proud of my children. I'm proud of my work. I love my job, and I, you know, think my students leave kindergarten mostly ready for first grade. and I'm proud that I can still have kindergarten be a developmental learning environment.
Who has been the most influential person in your life, and what did they teach you?
Other than Mr. Rogers? Probably my mother, I think, has probably been most influential. She was a single mom and taught me that women should and can be independent, and she also had an influence of, you know, some of the things that she did I didn't necessarily do with the way she did it, so I think that's also influential. Like, I chose not to do things exactly the way she did it, but mostly she taught me that you can be a strong, independent woman.
Okay. Can you tell me a story about the first time you remember being aware of politics?
Well, it was the house I grew up in, it was, you know, politics were talked about a lot. But I think I became most aware when my older brother was campaigning for Ronald Reagan, and my mom was not super happy about that because she wasn't a big supporter of Ronald Reagan. So I think that's when I became aware that politics can, like, cause arguments in families.
Tell me about your grandparents, even though we already kind of did that, but... tell me, like, one thing you remember about being with them. I don't know, when you, like, visited them, like, what would you do?
So when we visited them when they were living on Long Island, it was awesome because all our cousins would get together, and my grandfather was really fun, and he would make everybody laugh, and they had this above-ground pool that I thought was huge, and looking back, it was like a 3-foot above-ground pool. But it just seemed so huge to me. And they had this awesome playhouse in their backyard that we all played in. And we used to go to their house, and all the cousins would get together, and we would make these bizarre movies, like disaster movies from the 70s. We filmed, like, our own earthquake, our own airplane crashing movie, and my grandfather would help us. And then when they moved to Florida, I remember them coming to visit us in upstate New York, and they were just awesome. They were always nice to have around. There's this smell that when I smell it, it totally reminds me of my grandparents, because it's this combination of garlic and butter, and that's how her house smelled all the time.
Do you know the story of why and how our ancestors came to this country?
Yeah, my great-grandmother, Grandma Jo, came over from Italy when she was a baby, because they were supposed to have a better life in America. They were poor in Italy. Sadly, they were also poor here. But she was one of like 14 kids, and then she had three daughters, and unfortunately her husband abandoned them. So she was poor here, and that was during the Depression, and she would sell pencils on the corner in New York City. So yeah, they came to America for a better life, but I think it was still hard when they got here.
Okay. Who are your... Okay, we already did this question. Are there any traditions that have been passed down through our family that you can tell me about?
Well, growing up, we always opened one present on Christmas Eve. And, yeah, and George, your dad, his family never did that. And so that was a big learning curve for him, because I was like, yep, that's what we do. We always open one present on Christmas Eve. Other traditions are mostly like cooking things. We haven't done it in years, but we used to do the Feast of the Seven Fishes on Christmas Eve, where you cook seven different kind of fish on Christmas Eve. But it's a lot of work, so we haven't done it in a long time. And I think just getting together and cooking, I think, growing up, cooking was something that we all did together. And when we get together with my family, our cousins, we still do that a lot.
Do you feel like your job is your calling? Why or why not? If not, what do you believe your calling is?
I actually do believe my job is my calling, which is really corny. I've known I've always wanted to work with kids. I started off thinking I wanted to do special ed. And I, you know, definitely have children with special needs in my classroom, because now children are mainstreamed. And I tend to work well with the quirky kids. But I can't imagine doing anything else. When I left teaching to stay home with my kids, I was going to do something else, but I didn't think I could do anything else. So I went back to teaching.
Tell me some of your favorite work stories.
My favorite work stories are just things that kindergartners say that only kindergartners can say. They are just funny, and they don't even know they're funny. Like when a student thought I was telling her to add deer tails to her work, I was telling her to add details, and for like 3 months she thought I kept telling her to go back and add deer tails. Kindergartners just say it like it is, and yeah, they don't care. So it's that, and you know, and then there's always like the success stories that you're so proud of, the kid that, you know, made such progress. But mostly my favorite work stories are the ones that where they make me laugh.
What does religion / spirituality mean to you, and what role does it play in your life today?
So I was raised going to church every Sunday. We were raised in a very liberal church, but it was still expected that we went every Sunday. I wouldn't say we go to church much anymore. We were for a while, and now we don't. Religion plays very little role in my life, but spirituality, sort of. But I'm not so sure it's about God and anything. I think it's more about living a good life and being kind to people. And I think that's more where my spirituality lies.
Have you ever had profound religious / spiritual experience? And will you tell me about it if you have?
I haven't really had a profound religious experience. But what happened was when Jed lived next door, he was very, very spiritual and faithful and went to the same church we did in the village. And he was, when he was dying of cancer, I was just amazed at how he still found so much comfort in his religion and the church, and he just needed to be at the church, and he needed, you know, church people to come see him when he was dying, even at the very end. So I think for me, I was just amazed at how he still had faith, and it was always important to him, even in his unfair last months of life. I think that was, I was in awe of that. I don't have that, so I thought that was pretty amazing.
What's been one of the happiest moments of your life?
Other than having my children? Well, because that's like two moments. Like, you know, when I had you and Ethan, obviously, right after you give birth, it's a really happiest moment. I think another happy moment was when I got married. That was a really happy moment. And when we moved, when we found out we were moving back to New Hampshire, to New Hampshire. Dad and I grew up in upstate New York, but we lived in California, and I did not like it. And I was really happy when we were found out we were moving back here.
What's some of the favorite thing your family still does to get together?
So I love when we all get to hang out at the lake house and be silly. When my side of the family gets together, like my siblings and my mother and their partners and spouses and whoever, and their kids, we have just fun. And it makes me look like the normal one, so that's really awesome. So I love doing that. I also love getting together with our cousins on Long Island, and you know, even though they're like second cousins and stuff, I've always been really close to them. So I love getting together with them.
Okay. Thank you for doing the interview.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You know where to find me if you have any other
questions. Okay.
Let's see if we can hear the